This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atula, hanging out with you on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. And, of course, we're doing that in person today at Texas Star Grill Shop, 59 and Shepherd. And I've been given some clarification. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be here to win, but you got to be here to enter.
Yeah. Just come in, enter. And we know people are busy.
So, yeah, you got a couple hours. If you're on your lunch break, come out, say what's up. Get you some Nico Nicos. They're out front grilling it up, and those kebabs are delicious.
Man, and they really are.
Apparently, we got some OG sauced wings also.
I just had one. They're delicious. And remember, we're doing on Wednesdays the $50 gift card for a chance to win the grill.
Yeah.
Well, the buddy of the guy who won it last year is here.
He came through.
So it could be you.
And they've got all sorts of deals. Deals on Blackstone griddles. Deals on Rectek pellet grills.
Mm-hmm.
So Rectek, yeah. Lot of stuff here for you at Texas Star Grill Shop. But yeah, man, it got a little heated in a different way on Sunday, where Stephon Diggs, he has a little history with Jaire Alexander and the Packers, and that showed up on the field. There's a little bit of chirping back and forth, and then that even continued. Stephon Diggs kept that same energy, as they say, even after the game, saying that, he ain't never the bigger person. Mm-hmm. he kept that in there. And D'Amico on the coach's show, which is always an interesting listen, because
it feels
like he gets more comfortable with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. They do a great job of asking good questions as well. He was kind of asked about that kind of chippiness that came through mm-hmm. in this game, and I was interested in his response.
Yeah, for me, I told our guys, it's like, you're wasting energy. And I don't like wasted energy. Like, when we're chirping after the play or before the game, we're getting into it with the opponent. Like, how does that help you? Mm-hmm. Like, I want all of that energy that you have to chirp after a play. How about putting that into some more energy and effort to finish a block to finish on a catch? That's where I want the energy going. Like, it's wasted energy. It has nothing to do with the game. It really pulls your focus away from your job. Yeah. And that's why I don't like all the bickering and back and forth. Like, I want guys focused on us. And mm-hmm. there I felt like, versus the Packers, I did feel like we got a little too chirpy, a little too chatty, pushing after the plays, but we weren't doing what we needed to do within the play. Right. And that's where I have a problem.
It was funny, because he kind of told us who he said that to, because he said, how about you finish on a block? How about you finish on a catch? Well, who were the guys that were the chirpiest? Titus Howard and Stephon Diggs. And so he kind of let us know there. But fans are going to love that, and I love that, because it's not a good day to sometimes that works, and sometimes you get fired up, and it translates to the field. But we talked about it yesterday. It didn't translate to the field, at all. The Packers were the ones that were certainly feeding on that.
Yeah, and it, when he said that, it didn't feel like that was theoretical.
Right.
It didn't feel like this is just my thought process on it. It felt like he was speaking specifically, as you mentioned, to what happened there. And that felt like a frustration for him. In addition to all those things, right, it feels like we're speaking to what is actually happening with this Texas team, where, hey, there's energy. You guys are, celebrating first downs and doing a hand twirl and pointing forward. And you guys are, getting involved mm-hmm. with the other team before the game and during the course of it and, jawing at them. But ultimately, the main thing has got to be the main thing. And it's got how to apply and show on the field. And I do wonder, like, how that shows up, because it almost feels like it kind of goes opposite of one of the things that we talked about earlier, which is, you know, the offensive line coming to the defense of the quarterback in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's exactly what he's speaking to, though, there. It feels like sometimes those are signs that you are involved in the game, that you have that energy and that fire for what you need. But he's not wrong in saying that that has not shown up. And I think that's been the main frustration for Texans fans with this Texas team, is it feels like even as, you know, maybe some responsibilities are missed at times, it feels like also not only are you not getting the job done at times in various places, you're also, it doesn't feel like you're putting forward the effort that would indicate that you have done enough to try and get to that goal.
Absolutely. And plus, you know, after the way the game went, it looks even worse, you know, in retrospect. You know, like first of all, I think, you know, I was kind of said earlier, I'm kind of glad you brought it up, because I was thinking the same thing. You know, I think the sideline thing with C.J. Stroud is kind of a bad look now in retrospect. Had they won the game or been more impressive and won the game, I don't think anybody would have been talking about it, but it does look worse now.
And I always want to be careful. I want to make sure that I frame these things well, because there's a lot of negative conversation that we're having here, and I want the acknowledgement that there was a lot done to make this game gettable.
Yeah.
Right? Your defense did a lot. You won the turnover battle 3-0, right? Your special team showed up in various ways, and in heady ways, in fact, to give yourself opportunities. And I think that's what makes it even more frustrating. It's not that everything was awful. It's that the things that you could have done to easily get yourself over, it felt like you left on the table here. And so in trying to get this right, because it feels like DeMeco has already kind of, in some ways, almost made an ultimatum of, like, everything's on the table, it just needs to get changed. One of the things that's an acknowledgement is he is one guy, and when you're dealing with the football team, one guy cannot affect everything. And so DeMeco was asked a pretty interesting question, a poignant question, about how as a head coach you have to coach your coaches as opposed to just like coaching every single individual. And he gave a little insight into how he goes about coaching his coaches and having that filter down.
Yeah, that's a great question. It takes a lot of trust, a lot of delegating, like knowing that I try to do it all when I can't. Like you burn out. So it's just a lot of, I give our coaches a lot of leeway, a lot of trust in allowing them to coach their players up the right way. And if I see something that needs to be changed, I go to the coaches first, right? And that's where that adage comes, coaching the coaches. Like, and I coach the coaches hard to make sure they coach the players hard. Just so I let guys know we're all in this together. We're all together. Like, I just want it done correctly. Yeah. Like, it's not a matter of me having all the answers or knowing everything. I don't know everything, but, man, I just want to get it fixed. Whatever we got to get fixed, let's get it fixed. And, you know, for me, when I remember back when I was a position coach, it was just always a position coach took pride in my group. Like, I wanted to make sure my group was the best in the NFL. And that's why I want our coaches, our position coaches, to feel the same. Like, you want to be the best. You want your group to be the best in the league. You want to be the best position coach in the league. Always remind them, like, it's only 32 of these positions. Right. Whatever position you coach, you're one of 32. So it's a privilege and an honor, but it's also an urgency to make sure your players are playing the right way.
Boy, they're really almost introspective this week in what he said, you know, to the press, and certainly right there, you know, on the coaches show. It's a very, you know, we talked about it a couple segments ago, you know, it's a very sort of crucial, not turning point, but pivotal kind of moment for them. And I think he is coaching up the coaches this week as much as anything, especially maybe the offensive line coaches and coordinator, because he said it. And you just mentioned it. Everything's on the table.
Yeah. I know Chris Stross was a name that when your offensive line coach is one that people are, you know, just outside of the building are talking about, it's either really good or not good at all. And people want to talk about him. I imagine that he has had quite some conversations with DeMeco Ryans in the course of this, because pass protection needs to get better. And actually, DeMeco was asked about specifically what's bothering you with pass protection right now.
Overall, it starts with communicating, right? Communicating, and when I say communicating, that's like everybody being on the same page with, you have these calls, whether you're sliding to one side or you're manning the side, like, know who you're blocking first and foremost. Like, that's the one thing. Know where you're going, know who you're working with so you can be on the same page. So it starts there with our guys being on the same page and then just executing, right? Some of the stunts and games that we've seen, like we just have to be better at knowing how far we need to slide to a side or if we need to set back deeper in protection. So punching with two hands versus one hand is just some technical things, small things that can definitely be cleaned up. So right. That's what I'm encouraged by. It's not like, oh, it's something revolutionary that we've never seen. It's like, no, man, we can clean this up. We just have to play with proper technique every single time and then just execute and finish the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fascinating to me to kind of imagine like what those meetings among the coaches and the players are going to be like this week and have been like already yesterday, and they're back on the field tomorrow because he just said it. I mean, and it's been an ongoing theme. The communication, the communicating. Is that Chew Scruggs? Is that C.J. Stroud? Is that from the sideline to the offense? Is it communication between the coaches and the linemen and like there's so many things that have sort of hindered this offense, and then there's also performance. You know, the performance has not been there.
Yeah, and it feels like it's all the above. Yeah. I think Ross Tucker, who joins Sean and Seth every morning, or rather every Tuesday morning at 7, to talk about these things. One of the things he mentioned, and it's one of the things I thought about a little bit, is you might be kind of suffering from having so much youth at the two positions that you depend on to kind of set protection, right? Juice Scruggs has not played a lot of that much center. Mm-hmm. In the course of this, and you have C.J. Stroud as the quarterback, is also pretty young and has a lot of responsibility, and those are the two positions that you look at when you come to the line to set the protection. In fact, Fig, if you could help me out here, I have audio from Dan Clark. Now, Dan Clark is a center. He didn't play in the NFL. He played in the CFL, but he played in the CFL for like a decade. And I mean, relatively high level football is high level football. And I found this to be really interesting as we all kind of incessantly scroll on our phones at times. And I found him breaking down what a center is looking at and going through as they step to the football and before that ball is snapped to be fascinating. This was him talking about that.
Step over the ball, I'm IDing the front, whether it's 4-2, 5-down, 3-down. Find the free safety. It depends on where the free safety is. Lots of times people rotate Sam Free. I look at it still like a piece of paper. RTNQMWS. Break it down to what the defense actually is. You notice a lot of the time, okay, it's Sam and the free safety will change positions.
Yep.
3x2 set with our receivers. If there's 2 DBs to the field and 1 high free safety kicked over, where's the other guys?
And you do all this in like 4 seconds probably?
Probably I'd say like 10 seconds. Once the play clock starts, we break the huddle, come up probably about 18, maybe 17 seconds, start IDing the defense, look for the free safety, work my way back down the box, get down in my stance, call out our combination or what's going to happen. After that, you look at your defensive lineman in front of you. What can you do the fastest to hurt me? At that point, you're green 80, green 80.
That's a lot of things that he's going through.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of jargon in there. You don't have to know exactly what it all means, but I think I wanted that to illustrate just how much responsibility is necessary to get every single play correct when it comes to especially pass protection, but whatever you're going for from the offensive line. And that is a responsibility that, and I don't know exactly how it's distributed on this team because, you know, with any team, they do it differently. Some will have the quarterback kind of set protection. Yeah. Some will have that center set protection. But regardless, that's a lot of things that you're responsible for. You have a couple of guys that are pretty young doing that or that have the potential of doing that. And so when he talks about communication, that's what I'm thinking about as well, making sure that everybody not only has a technique to do, but to all be on the same page and to not only be on the same page, but have the right page flipped to in those instances when you're going up against the defense.
And you would think, okay, so maybe simplify everything, right? Well, it's kind of hard to simplify everything when there's a template out there already made, whether it's the Vikings or the Packers and how they approached them. And we've all seen that stat that's sort of floating around. Like, they didn't even bring that much pressure. They, people say, and you mentioned this yesterday, they only rushed with 4 this, you know, so what, 70-something% of the time, I believe, you know, is the number you had. With they only brought 4. But keep in mind, that's not necessarily 4 down linemen. That's 4. Like, you know, they're still bringing other people. It's just, it's the looks that they're
a lot of simulated pressure.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And simulated pressure is, you know, is defined as, you know, kind of showing blitz, but then dropping out and only bringing that 4.
Yeah.
You get the effect of kind of blitzing in some ways because there is that surprise element.
Well, the confusion of like, okay, I expect this.
Exactly.
But then this guy just doesn't come.
Right, and then you still get the benefit of not, you know, allocating more resources to the rush. You can drop guys out and still cover.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Hafley used that beautifully to his advantage. I mean, I was looking at the stats earlier, and I'll have to pull them back up now and think about it, about just, I mean, how few times they actually technically blitzed in the course of this game.
It was less than 30%.
Not a lot of times, and a lot of them, in fact, almost exclusively, if not exclusively, on third down.
Yeah.
And so, it just came down to a lot of, you know, lack of communication. And so I'm interested to see when he says coaching the coaches, what that means and how they're able to get this done, because that indicts more than just the players knowing what's happening. That talks about, you know, obviously Strasser as a community, as the rather position coach, but then also Bobby Slowick all the way up, right? This is his offense. We continue to say that, and like making sure that the offense is together all the way down, I think still falls within his purview. So getting this together is going to be something that is really interesting to see over the course of this, and it has to happen quickly because, again, they've known that these communication issues pop up, and you're going to – I understand this was a tough one on the road, but you're going to have other tough road games, and if you're going to win in the playoffs, you're going to at least need to win in 1 or 2 of those away from the crib. And so all these things, they need to get together, and they need to get together quickly, because this Colts game, I don't think that Colts team is anywhere – they don't see you at all in capability. But if you are allowing them to have free rushers and those types of things, you'll give them an opportunity to play with you when they have no business doing so.
You're absolutely right, and you know, the template is set for the Colts as well. They can do some things under the defensive side of the ball, but it comes back to what we heard yesterday, what I think is going to be the ongoing story this week. We'll see what happens on the practice field tomorrow as we get our practice reports. This is how we started the show. What exactly is everything on the table? What is the everything? You know, that's going to be interesting to watch. Maybe we won't even see it because it might be a communication thing between the coaches.
Mm, that's true.
You know?
That's an interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, still live from Texas Star Grill Shop. Make some noise for the folks out here.
That?
Make some noise. There you go.
How about
we got
that?
Some people in the store hanging out with us, eating some good. I believe I've seen everybody in here get something to eat, and I'm very
good.
Happy
they
about
have.
That because Nico's is out front with some fantastic Greek food. We got some wings in here, but there's also an opportunity to really benefit in a different way. You could register for a pair of bullpen tickets to Sunday's game versus the Colts. We've seen plenty of people getting for that. So if you want to stop by during the course of your lunch break, do that. You will have an opportunity to benefit. Plus, if you just want to, you know, if you're interested in grilling, right, there's a lot of things happening here. They have grill steak workshops and such. If you want to make sure that your steaks get better, I think that's coming up, what, October 25th?
Mm-hmm.
So this Friday, they have a grill workshop out here. This is a full one-stop shop if you want to make sure that you're grilling to the highest of your potential. And, of course, you can get an extra 10% off if you stop by during the course of this broadcast and get yourself a grill. So this is the place to be, one-stop shop for all your grill needs, particularly today with In Loop in the building. So appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, it's about time for us to get our lunchtime confessions going. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.